All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, November 20th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have an 8-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a 5-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So you can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. With that said, we are going to get SaberSim pulled up. We'll jump over to the live YouTube chat from there. So starting from the top down, first question. I've been getting really high sim ROI results on beta, but have been losing every slate. I switched back to the main Saber Sim last night and got. I just want to talk briefly here about like the sims and things like that. So there are no differences whether you are on old Saber Sim, whether you're on new Saber Sim, whether you're on app.sabersim, whether you're on beta.sabersim, between the actual sims, right? The game sims, the contest sims, we have one sim database that gets used across all of those different things, right? The difference between them are typically the UI, the workflow. Those are like the main things that are different, right? So when I am using app.sabersim and when I am using beta.sabersim, I am using the same game sims. I'm also using the same contest sim engine, right? So even though you might have seen this difference here, there is no difference in how the sims work. So I just want to be clear about that, but I am happy that you did have a good night. So I think that has less to do with the difference between the sites than you think it does. I think that's just noise. All right, next question. How do you go about adding your research to the builds and sims? For example, I liked Russell Westbrook more than SaberSim builds. Would you just bump his exposure or is there... is this the same question? Or is there any rationale to adjusting the build correlation and sim diversity sliders just to get different from other users? Say on a normal NBA slate, or are the presets well figured out for a given slate size? Okay, I think I might have messed up here, because I'm pretty sure these are two different questions. Let me check something. All right, just popping back over to the Office Hours channel and Discord real quick. Oh, it was just or. The question ends after or. There was just a question mark. Okay, so let's go back to this one, the Russell Westbrook one. So two things, right? It kind of depends. What are you trying to say, right? Are you just saying, hey, I like Russell Westbrook and I think he's going to do good today and I want him in my lineups? If you're saying that, then the best thing to do is just to set a minimum exposure to him, right? Come in here, change his minimum exposure from zero to some higher number, and then either let the builder find lineups that match that exposure request. If you've already generated lineups, if you're in the pre-build like we are right now, you can set that before and then build lineups. If you are setting it after the build and the builder can't meet your exposure request, then you can just click the build lineups again button again, which will be rebuild lineups, and then we will take that into account before we build your next set of lineups. So you're going to get plenty of lineups in your overall pool with that player. So that's one approach, right? Number two approach is maybe you think Russell Westbrook is going to play more minutes than we are saying. Maybe you think his fantasy point per minute is actually going to be higher. His usage is going to be higher, right? And you're looking at the projections and you're like, hey, you know, I don't think Russell Westbrook is being projected appropriately. But maybe you're not sure of how much of him you want. You just think he's underprojected. Well, in that case, I would come in here and I would increase his projection to a number that makes sense to you, right? Maybe he's projected for 24 minutes. You think he's going to play closer to like 27. So you come in here, you adjust this projection accordingly. And the way I would do that, right, is you know, say I see his minutes, right? We'll take any player. So let's take, we'll just take Giannis, right? Giannis projected like 36 minutes here. Maybe I think he's going to play 38, right? Well, how do I actually do that in the app? So what I would do is just pull out a calculator or calculator app, right? And then I would, you do his projection divided by his minutes to get a fantasy point per minute. And then you multiply that number by your new minutes, right? So if I want to take him from 36 to 38 minutes, what does that actually mean? It means that his projection should go from 65.87 to 69.57, right? So almost like 4 points up there, right? So that's how you would adjust someone's minutes. Or you could just come in here and boost his projection a little bit, right? Maybe you want to bump him up like 3 points or so and just be like, you know what? I'm fine with that. It's like an approximation. It's cool. I just want him to effectively do better than he is expected to do, right? And maybe you look at his like 50th. So there are definitely ways to estimate, but you could be super specific as well. It just kind of depends what you're trying to do. So those are the ways I would be thinking about it. But it just, those are your main two options. All right. Next question. Is there any rationale to adjusting the build correlation and sim diversity sliders just to get different from other Saber Sim users on a normal NBA slate, or are the presets well figured out for a given slate size? So good question. First thing is that we set the sliders based on the number of games on the slate. The number of games on the slate directly impacts the slider settings. Now, as far as getting different goes, right? The way I always think about this is duplication important in this contest in general, not even considering other SaberSim users? I just want to know across this entire contest, is duplication important? And the easiest way to figure that out is to go back to a past slate, right? So this was today is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 game NBA slate. So I would just go back to a past NBA 8 game slate, right? Or something close, right? So I would just start going back on the days. So, okay, I'm on Tuesday. Okay, I'm on Monday. Okay, I'm on Sunday. Sunday, there was a 7-game main slate, right? Maybe I want to go look at this one. So I'm going to go back to the 7-game slate. It was a 7-game, 3 p.m. Pacific time slate. Now, I want to go to maybe the contest I played was the 4-point play. So I'm going to go to the 4-point play. I'm going to close these other tabs. I'm going to go to users. I want to look at people who max this out, highest sim ROI. And what do I see, right? Well, duplication is a little important in this slate, right? Average dupes of 1, average dupes of 5, average dupes of 0, average dupes of 3, 2. You know, so there's a range here from like 0 to 5 as far as average dupes go. Now, do you care about that? You know, that's kind of up to you, right? If you want to, if you think that this is enough duplication to account for in your process, then yeah, you know, do it, right? Come in here and do some things to get different from the other users in your contest. But I think that ultimately you should think about duplication on a contest level and not just a SaberSim user level. As far as SaberSim goes, right, our sim diversity is doing such a good job of randomly sampling the sims to make sure that users don't get the same exact lineups, right? The only way you're going to get the same exact lineups is if you are using optimizer mode, right? That's the biggest thing. So just to kind of go over it, I'll do this example like every once in a while, but today's like a fine day to do it. We have some time. So I'm going to pull up a combination calculator. So what the combination calculator does, it basically tells you how many ways you can combine a certain number of data points uniquely, right? So for instance, let's say that we're playing baseball, right? And there are 9 players in a lineup, right? well, what if I only want to play five stacks? How many different five stacks, how many different ways can I five stack a nine player baseball team? This is just a simple example, right? So let's say I want five, which is R, and the number of objects, which is the total number of players, is nine, right? And then I click calculate. So this tells me 126. So there are 126 different combinations of a nine player MLB team that I can get, that I can five stack, right? I can five stack a nine player team 126 different ways. Okay. So now let's think about the Sims, right? So we have 5,000 game Sims of each game on the slate. Now, depending on where your core Sim diversity slider is set, we are going to take a different number of Sims each time we build your lineup. So say nine is a Sim diversity nine, we're taking five Sims. Say Sim diversity eight, we're taking 10 Sims. And say Sim diversity seven, we're taking 20 Sims, right? So since it's on 20, so we're going to do objects is 5,000, and we'll say our sample is 20. So how many different ways can we get 20 out of 5,000? And when you click calculate, it's a big calculation. So give it a second. So this is a massive number. Okay. So it's 3.77. It's effectively times 10 to the power of 55. Now, I can't even begin to describe how big of a number that is. You can actually see the number here. It's this ginormous number starting with 3773555862203, whatever, right? This is one game. Now go and take that number to the power of however many games there are on the slate. Now, you know, that is just like raw combination of the Sims, right? That doesn't affect the player performance within the Sims or the min and max salary, right? So like there are less viable lineups in a slate than that number shows you, right? But that is why when SaberSim users build, they don't all get the same exact lineups every single time. You might get similar lineups, right? We're using same projections, but I don't think you need to be thinking about, hey, how do I get different from SaberSim users specifically, rather than just getting different from all the players in your contest. All right. Good question there. Next question from Sean. Hi, the NBA late swap beta videos said the new updates would be on the app. I'm not seeing it so far. Am I missing something? How do we switch to beta, I guess, is what I'm missing. Good question. So see, like right now I'm on app.sabersim.com. This is the main website. If you just go in your URL and you type in beta.sabersim.com, and I'll just type it here in the chat, and you could just use your normal SaberSim login credentials, that will give you access to the beta if you are on the ultimate subscription. So just head on over to beta.sabersim and you will be able to test out those new features. So we always appreciate you guys checking those out and letting us know about any hiccups or bugs that you guys run into. That helps us out a ton before we move it to the main app for everybody to use. All right. Those were our first set of questions here to get the show kicked off. Taking a peek in the Discord. No more questions. So why don't we do a build review? So pretty interesting day in the NBA streets today. I saw some super... like just a ton of injuries for the Pelicans and the Cavs here, right? So let's see, Murphy out, Herb Jones out, Hawkins out, McCollum out, Alvarado, DeJounte Murray, Brandon Ingram, Zion, Jalen Noel, no longer with the team, right? Their highest salary player is Brandon Boston at 6,600. So this is going to be a pretty insane day for the Pelicans. Saw Cleveland's kind of similar. LeVert, Merrill, Okoro, Garland, Wade, Struss has been out. Bates is not super important. So ton of injury action over here as well, right? So a lot of minutes and usage to some of these cheaper guys, Jerome, Porter, Niang, right, or some names that stand out to me. So this game, especially starting a lock, going to be super, super interesting how ownership comes in. But one thing that you could definitely do leading into an NBA slate is just come in here and sort by value. And that'll kind of tell you where to look, right? Like, okay, hey, I'm seeing seven value for two Cavs players. I'm seeing six plus value for about four Pelicans, right? And then you go to those teams and then you see what's going on, right? So start with the value. The value players are typically players that you're going to get more in your lineups. And like, hey, why am I seeing so much Torrey Craig, right? It didn't make a ton of sense to me. And then I come in here and it's like, oh, okay, Patrick Williams is out. He is typically a power forward. So we're expecting Torrey Craig to play more in that power forward position on the court with Williams out, right? And then you could even go a step further and then go and find the Bulls' last game and just verify, like, hey, how much does, you know, Williams typically play? And, you know, how much does Craig play off the bench? And, you know, kind of go down like a little bit of a rabbit hole there, just making sure that like the value plays that you're seeing are actually worth the exposure that you're ultimately going to get to them, right? So that's something I like to think about regularly when analyzing lineups. But anyways, other than that, I'm pretty good here. This is something I've been talking to some users about, just like setting a projection floor. You know, just coming in here saying, show me players with projection greater than, you know, 10 or something like that. Just so you don't even have to worry about some of these super low projected guys ever making it into your lineup. Their ownership is basically zero anyways. So you can even raise this number, right? You see a bunch of other zeros like, hey, maybe I want to start it at like, oh, that's weird. Oh, I'm starting by value first. Sort by just projection. Maybe I really want the number to be closer to, I don't know, 12, right? And I come in here and I set it like to 12. That's fine too, right? So however you want to do that, but I don't mind doing that at all. And then I would be ready to run lineups, right? One thing I've personally been doing is raising minimum salary to start. I like to make it a little bit higher. And I'd be ready to rock and roll, right? So I moved it from 48K to 49K. And I'm going to kick off 500 lineups here just for the sake of time. In the meantime, while this runs, I'm going to go head on over to the contest tab. A good time to upload my entries if I haven't done so already. That way you can auto-create the contest sims. I'm just going to manually create this $3.20 max contest sim. All right, hopping back over to the build. Looks like lineups are done. Going to click Run Contest Sim. And just going to scroll over here a little bit so I can see my exposure, pool, leverage. Quick one as we keep rolling through here. So question from Renegade, how can I filter out players with lower minutes? So the projection... If you're on Ultimate, you'll have access to the detailed stats where minutes is available. And if you can see minutes, you can filter for it. So then you would go to filters, add new filter, show player with minutes greater than X, and then you would just set your threshold. But projection works as another good option as well. All right. And said I was getting somebody here in their build and they didn't like it. You can always X the players too, right? So it's okay to just come in here and uncheck somebody on the left-hand side. That's another fine option. All right, keeping it rolling. We created our contest sim, ran our contest sim. We have our contest sim results right here. Builder has already auto-switched to sorting by ROI. It all looks good. I want to create an ROI aggregate metric. Matters to me. And let's make sure we're sorting by the right one. All right, so we got 20 lineups here for our $3.20 max. So far, so good. Now, I'm going to start increasing my min uniques, noting my aggregate metrics, 296.1 average score, 182 ROI. So I'm going to jump to three here. And we kind of jump a lot right away. We go from 182 to 150. And we go down about 2 points. Three would be fine for me. Three would like probably be as far as I would go. Four seems way too far. So I think like 2-3 is fine. But like going from like 296 sim average score to 289, sacrificing like 7 points in projection, 70% ROI, a little too much for me. So like I would be comfortable with three. I'd be comfortable with two. My risk tolerance is like typically a little bit higher, but all these high exposed guys are all, you know, 25% plus owned players with really high values. So it all kind of makes sense to me. I'm okay assuming that risk. But other than that, right, I mean, I'd be ready to rock and roll. You know, your NBA process should be pretty lean because news comes out so late, right? Like we saw it yesterday, Cam Thomas getting ruled out like 10 minutes to lock for like a back injury that like wasn't a problem previously. So I don't think he was questionable. So, you know, you got to have like this super lean process that you can do really, really quickly and get your late swaps in, get your lineups in if news changes close to lock. So something lean, something quick, and then being around a late swap as news comes out would be how I would be recommending you guys build your NBA processes, right? Like if your NBA process, if you can't build lineups, enter lineups in less than 5 minutes, your process is, you know, you might want to consider shaving it down a little bit, right? 10 minutes, definitely too long. But if you can get around 5 minutes, that's typically a good thing. All right. Looking in the Discord one more time. No questions rolling in here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.